Hi everybody, good vach, and hopefully everybody had an amazing, amazing Pesach. Very meaningful. We ate just the right amount of matzah, and we are now moving on past Pesach back to our regularly scheduled program, which is Parshat HaShavua, and that means we are now up to Achrei Mot. Again, it is not a double parsha this year, so we have Achrei Mot without Kedoshim, and of course, there's a lot to talk about. But towards the beginning of this week's Parsha, the Torah describes the basic garments that the Kohen Gadol should wear during the Yom Kippur service. Obviously, the Achrei Mot is very much focused on the Yom Kippur service, which is why we focus on Yom Kippur, is a topic in its own right. But the Torah writes, Ketonet bad kodesh, yobash, umichnasei bad, yihyu al bisara, ubeavnei bad, yechgor, umitznefet bad, long pasuk, yitznaf, big day, kodesh hem. And a holy linen tunic you shall wear, and a linen breeches, meaning pants, shall be upon your flesh, and with the linen belt you shall gird yourself, and with the turban you should wrap it or place it upon yourself. These are the holy garments. A little bit harder to listen to than if you don't have a visual, but if you were to look at the pasuk, you would notice that there are, for each of the four garments, the Torah actually gives a separate set of instructions. Very interesting. For the tunic, the ketones, the Torah writes that the Kohen Gadol should wear it, or more specifically, that it should be worn. It says yilbash. The Or HaChaim writes that the word kodesh is specifically used by the tunic, as it is a common garment similar to those also worn by non-Kohanim, and therefore you might think, it's just a ketonet, it's just a tunic. It doesn't really have much sanctity. Therefore, the Torah teaches us, no, it absolutely does. Because it's specifically a tunic that the Kohanim wear, it does absolutely have inherent sanctity. Additionally, the commentary Be'er Basada explains that all four of the garments actually had to be brand new every Yom Kippur service, and therefore, initially, were actually made without inherent sanctity. Notice Kedusha, the goof, but rather only had monetary sanctity. But specifically because a Kohen, or in this case, the Kohen Gadol, put them on, that is why they became Kadosh. Not because of what they were, but who were them. And therefore, there's a sense of importance. The Kohen Gadol has the primary role, representing Klal Yisrael, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he's also flesh and blood. And the Torah therefore teaches of four levels. So let's go back to the tunic. First one, the ketonet, which is the tunic, is something to wear. It is something to attach simply to oneself. Unlike animals, which typically do not wear clothing, right? Unless you're, putting a sweater on a dog or something. But typically, animals do not wear clothing. Human beings, on the other hand, have a higher soul and have an inherent mix of physical and spiritual forces, and therefore have a greater ability or greater sense of dignity. And they can recognize that they are a B'Tselem Elohim. He or she is a person that are made in God's image, and there's something special about them. Now, the Kohen Gadol or any other Kohen has a mission to serve Hashem on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's even more important that they embrace their spiritual self. So therefore, they need this reminder more than other people. So yes, obviously everybody needs to cover themselves, but it was important that even this minimal level was important as a reminder for the Kohen Gadol because he has to keep in mind that he is a B'Tselem Elohim. Yes, everybody is. But he has to keep that in mind the whole time that he is working, that he is working. He is a B'Tselem Elohim, and therefore he has a mission, and he needs to work on behalf of other people, especially the Jewish people. The pants, the michnasayim, are reflecting of covering up that which is more physical or animalistic in nature. We recognize that although we are spiritual and can reach lofty heights and we can connect with Hashem, we also do live in the physical world, and we have to interact and deal with it in an appropriate manner. We don't shun away from the physical. But we have to make sure we use it properly. The Torah describes the pants that should be placed upon the flesh. He says, oh, the flesh that is physical in nature. That on one hand, we must recognize our limitations of being a physical being, that we can't always reach spiritual heights, but that even our basar, even our flesh, can be physical. We connect it to something, to a higher purpose, and use to serve Hashem. The pants, which touch the flesh because they touched a body that was holy, it's the Kohen Gadol who has this amazing task ahead of him. Become holy garments themselves. As the Mizrahi explains, the third and fourth directives use the prefix a bet and involve a greater degree of action. The Torah explains or states that the Kohen Gadol should gird himself with the avnet, which was a sash or a belt. And Chazal explained that this avnet served multiple purposes, among which symbolizes the separation or distinction of the physical self and the spiritual self. Again, both playing a role, but there had to be some distinction. Although mankind is both physical and spiritual in nature, there are some actions that dominate more in one realm than another. And part of being Kadosh is necessary to distinguish this and the ability to separate from certain aspects in this world that are physical as necessary in order to attain appropriate spiritual goal. Yet the Avni also shows us the synthesis of the physical and spiritual, but we're not even going to get into the fact that it's made up of wool and linen, but maybe we will. We're not going to get to what that represents, you know, Din and Rachmin and all things like that. But there is many reasons that the Avni was in fact made of wool and linen, which is very surprising because it's shot in is. I've heard some very interesting shiurim on that. We're not going to get into it, but it does combine dual unlike aspects, like our bodies. Our bodies combine physicality and spirituality, which are things that you wouldn't think would mix. And certainly the, you know, Christians often see it that way. Well, some of them anyway. But we see that physicality and spirituality can coexist, but we want to use physicality as a tool to achieve spirituality. So, all right, that's the third one. The fourth directive is for the Kohen Gadol to place a mitznefet upon his head. A mitznefet is a turban, similar to the turban that the other Kohanim wore, but it was a little more elaborate. The other turbans were called migbaot. When the Torah discusses the regular Kohanim donning them, it uses the Lashon of chibush, which means to literally to saddle or to place and fasten on. But by the Kohen Gadol, not only is the turban called something different, I mean, it's nefet, which comes from the root sanaf, which means to wrap. It actually has to be wrapped upon his head as opposed to placed upon his head. There's actually a machlokas between the Rishonim and whether the Kohen Gadol wrapped the turban each time he wore it or if it's just wrapped each once he just initially once and then placed on his head. But either way, it's a concept to a connection of wrapping, and the Torah specifically uses this word in the directive. As it said, mitznefet bad yitznof. Mitznefet bad yitznof, and with the linen, mitznefet, the linen turban, you shall yitznef, you shall wrap. This latter word either means to wrap or place something wrapped, depending on how it's defined. The Torah specifically focuses on this notion of wrapping, as it is not only more involved than a mere placement, but it involves a circular motion. Right? You're wrapping around and around and around, symbolic of life and patterns. However, when one wraps something, he builds layers upon layers upon layers, which is something we want to do in life. So many famous rabbis have said, life is not a circle. We don't want to go round and around again to the same place. Rather, we want to spiral. We want to create layers. We want to go outward and outward and grow and grow and grow and grow, right? Or alternatively, an inner spiral, you know, going towards a goal. Life can repeat itself, and many things will come around again and again. But the goal is to grow and expand outward, and not remain in the place that one was before. The mitznefet therefore teaches us two things. The concept of building in general and building our spiritual selves and constantly using our physical means and ability to achieve spiritual goals. And the idea of cerebral thought, the fact that it's on the head. Much of what we can achieve first begins with the ideas of study, right? We have to study what we need to do. Sometimes spirituality or a heightened connection to Hashem begins with thought or internal development. And interestingly enough, the gematria of uve mitznefet bad yitznof and the linen turban you shall wrap is equal to tidrash, which means you shall inquire or you shall investigate. One should not be content with things just being the way they are, just going around again, right? You want to investigate, you want to grow, you want to move. You must strive to understand, to dig deep, study, delve into matters, not just go in circles, but grow outward. Of course, we can only understand just a glimpse, tiny, tiny bit of the nature of Hashem in the spiritual world. And of course, we certainly have a lot of limitations as physical beings. But this is perhaps hinted to by the permutation of the Rit Sanaf, which becomes tzafun, which is a word we just had in Pesach Seder, right? Which means hidden. Much of the world and much of its promise is hidden. We cannot reveal all of it. Yet we can begin to slowly reveal the layers, unwrap it slowly and slowly, and gain pieces of understanding. All the while, growing outward our own layers and increasing the outward connection we have to others, the world, and of course, our Creator, our Heaven, Kadosh Baruch Hu, our Father and our King, Hashem. Big Yasher Koach to my good friend Isaac Kotlicki for helping me with this dvar and wishing you all an amazing, amazing Shabbat Shalom.